A charity worker came to my front door and they were collecting for a homeless shelter, so I gave them a cardboard box. Beggars can't be choosers, am I right? I did want to listen, this isn't what the show is about at all, but I was briefly going to tell you about a thing that I'm doing at the moment. It means a lot to me, and I was just going to take a moment of your time. I've started a little charity, just a little thing of my own, and it's going great, but I didn't want to put anything up on big screens or put any leaflets out or anything in the programme. I was just going to briefly tell you what the charity that I've set up does, and then if you want to get involved, you could just Google it. But it's not really what the evening's about. The evening's just about having a laugh, but I thought I might just... Sorry, I'm wittering on now. But you could just look it up and Google it if you want to get... You know, I'm just saying, you know, because I don't. Well, you could be proactive rather than me sort of forcing it down, because people get bored of that. OK, what we do is we send obese children to the rainforest. Well, I don't mind you tittering, because we're already seeing fabulous results. And if you want to be part of that, it's feedthetigers.com. Their faces light up. Not the children, obviously, they're fucking petrified. Although it is quite ironically funny seeing them trying to run away. He's a bit late for cardiovascular now. You should have thought of that when you were waddling to Greg's, you fat fuck. I don't want to make a big deal of this, but I recently adopted a newborn African child. He was just £7, plus postage and packing. That's how they get you. If only they'd put holes in that box. And that is the joke, interestingly, that Richard Curtis said was a bit much for the comic relief gig. In the high street the other day, there was a girl there with a clipboard. She said, could you spare a few minutes for cancer research? I said, all right, but we're not going to get much done. We could pop into Boots and see if they've got anything. Yeah, I did. I had crisps. Did you see I had crisps? Jimmy Concarney crisps. The good people are Walkers for comic relief. They brought out a flavour of my crisps, and it was me and Al Murray and Frank Skinner and Stephen Fry. And then they made these crisps, and every packet they sold, they gave 5p to the starving people in Africa. And I said to them, why don't you just send them the fucking crisps? It's got to make more sense, hasn't it? Because they can't be as fussy about the flavours. If you're starving, you're fine, aren't you? Well, these are a bit... Nah, fair enough. In the high street the other day. You know the charity muggers? You know the ones with the clipboard and the optimism in the high street? I dodged two of the cunts and the third one got me with what I considered to be an unfair tactic, the backwards walk and talk. So I hadn't stopped, I hadn't made eye contact, and she told me her sad story as she trotted along backwards. And the wording was just perfect for me. She said, you know how often people die from AIDS? I said, I'm not an expert, but I'm guessing just the once. I saw an extraordinary anti-AIDS thing recently. I was in Johannesburg last year doing some gigs, and I saw in Johannesburg this charity had printed a leaflet with everything you need to know about HIV and AIDS, because there's a lot of myths about AIDS in South Africa. So they print up this leaflet, and because they raised more money than they needed, they decided to attach a condom to every leaflet. Good idea. So they stapled a condom. Genuinely true, the Everest of fuckwittery. I did one of those nude calendars for charity. Yeah, Childline were livid.
Have you all seen that incredibly powerful commercial where every time a famous person clicks their fingers, a child dies? I was watching it, I couldn't help thinking, stop clicking your fingers. I went out to dinner last night, I killed two kids just getting the bill.
You know why they raise all that cash to dig wells in Africa? So when they're finished, they can throw money in and wish for food. I know you think that's offensive, but it's not when you compare it to this. The Make-A-Wish Foundation. Are you all familiar with the fine work the Make-A-Wish Foundation do? Broadly speaking, they make dreams come true for the terminally ill. What could be more worthwhile? They're a great organisation. I thoroughly approve of what they do. My only problem with them is the name. I think they should be forced to change their name. From the Make-A-Wish Foundation to the No Make Another Wish, we can't do anything about that foundation. It costs £165,000 to raise a child to the age of 18 in the UK. That's why I've sponsored one in Africa. It's £1 a week.
do quite a lot of charity shows, and I'm not pretending to be particularly altruistic. I do them because they're really good fun. You get, there's loads of comics come and do a show. There's about 10 of us backstage. We'll hang out together. It's like a little social. And what we do is we dare each other. We dare each other to open with the most inappropriate line possible. And what happens is I tend to win the bet and not get invited back. Which, if you think about it, is a double win because you don't get paid for those shows. I did a gig for the Ashling Foundation. Does anyone know the Ashling Foundation? No. Well, they're quite a small charity based in London. They're an Irish charity, and what they do is they take Irish builders and navvies that came over in the 1950s and 60s, and these are older guys, they've fallen on hard times, they give them pensions and retirement homes on the west coast of Ireland. And I did a gig for them, I thought it was a great charity. I went out there, I said, it's lovely to be here supporting the Ashling Foundation. I've got a new slogan for you. Fuck off home, the roads are finished. Apparently, they're famous for their sense of humour. Oh, no, they're fucking not.
I was in London, and I saw a homeless guy with a dog on a piece of string. Classic look for a homeless guy. Yes. And I was walking by, and the homeless guy said, could you spare some money for food? And my friend said, eat the dog, then we'll talk. Even I thought that is harsh. I'm joking, I didn't. Truth be told, there was no friend there, I said it. I did a gig for Alzheimer's sufferers. It was brilliant. 2 hours, one joke. I did a gig for Alzheimer's sufferers.
Now, I talked about the Make-A-Wish people. Did you all see this upsetting story in the Mirror last year? It was about a five-year-old boy that needed a new kidney, otherwise he was going to die. And the Mirror ran a six-week campaign about this, yeah? I'll tell you the good thing before I tell you the funny thing. That five-year-old boy is now six. He got the kidney and he made it, thanks in no small part to the Mirror newspaper. Well done then, yeah? But talk about heartbreaking, talk about tugging the heartstrings. Last Christmas, they printed his Christmas list in the paper. And the kidney was on the list. Fourth. Fourth! There were things he wanted more. Number three was a Little Britain DVD. I don't want to sound tight-fisted, but I'd have got him that. There you go, mate, you'll piss yourself. I'll get someone to explain what kidneys do after the show. Of course, the big campaign the last couple of years was stop third world debt. What I can't understand is how they're getting into debt in the first place. There's no fucking shops. What idiot Saturday boy's given a Kalahari Bushman interest-free credit on a stereo? I still can't understand how the third world hasn't consolidated their debts into one easy monthly payment. Surely that's the way forward. They should get in touch with the good people of Ocean Finance. Have you seen those commercials? They're incredible. They take 15 of the ugliest people you've ever seen. And they all say exactly the same thing down the lens, as if it's taking every ounce of their wit to get this simple sentence out. They all say, they made it so easy. They made it so easy. And you're looking at it thinking, well, they kind of fucking had to. If they'd made it complicated, you wouldn't have understood. And if it had been difficult, it would have been a bit like work. And you don't like that, do you? That's how you got into this mess.
I got stopped by one of those charity muggers. You know the ones with the clipboard in the high street? And you think, oh, I've dodged him, and then there's another... Oh. They work in teams, I don't know how they do it. Anyway, I got stopped, I got cornered. He said, can I have a word about the homeless? I said, certainly. Lazy. Off you fuck.
I don't want to sound callous or unkind or cruel, but the Children of Courage Awards. How much courage does it take to get poorly? All I'm saying is, maybe we could just change the name to the Children of Horrible Misfortune. That way we could include ugly children as well. If anyone's sitting there thinking, I really didn't like that joke, I don't like the subject matter, I didn't think it was very funny. Imagine how it went down at the Great Ormond Street Gala. I saw a thing on a notice board recently. They're organising a parachute jump for people with Alzheimer's. That's something that I'd pay to see. That's basically euthanasia. You're right, Grandad, you know what you're doing? I fought in the war. That's as maybe. One 1,000, two 1,000. Are you my nephew? For just £1 a day, you can feed a child in Africa. Sounds good, but I've checked. That's self-catering. I went to a pub quiz the other night in aid of cancer research. I found myself halfway through thinking, well, how much closer to a cure for cancer are we getting by doing a pub quiz? And then I thought, well, don't be cynical. Look at the best case scenario. What if they throw in the question, what's the cure for cancer? And someone flukes it. This is the problem with doing charity gigs for other people. What you want to do is have your own foundation, your own kind of, you know, your own charity. That's the brilliant thing that kind of big A-list celebrities get to do. They get to have their own charity. I'd love to do that. Look at Michael Jackson. He's got his own charity, the Neverland Foundation. They fly sick children. What, good-looking sick children? They fly good-looking sick children who look as if they could keep a secret into the Neverland Ranch, and they give them massive cash payouts. Valuable work.
I am committed to getting young girls off the streets. Sometimes it's just for a half hour, but it relaxes me. I find it very relaxing. Sorry, I'm not sounding very charitable. I do my bit. You know, I've created a foundation for battered women. It's really thick to hide the bruising.
The other charity that I did a gig for last year was Stonewall. You know Stonewall, the largest gay charity in Europe? I did a gig for them up in Edinburgh. I went on, I said, it's lovely to be here in Edinburgh. I'm not sure about supporting Stonewall. Sure, maybe if we raise enough money, maybe one day we'll be able to find a cure. But I'm not sure there's anything wrong with being gay. That was pretty much their reaction. Although they were slightly more theatrical. What I'd like to do is start a Jimmy Carr Foundation. Yeah? It's a good idea, isn't it? I'm only a, you know, I'm a D-list celebrity, but, you know, I could build and grow. I've got a couple of ideas for charities. I'd like to workshop them this evening. Good. I'm glad you're so keen on the idea. The first one, well, there's a terrible problem, a global problem, with amputeeism in sub-Saharan Africa because of all the landmines. Now, there's a lot of charities dealing with the landmine problem, you know, picking up the pieces there. It's a bad choice of words, I know, but there's a lot of charities dealing with the landmines and clearing the landmines, but very few dealing with the residual problem of a lot of people with only one leg because the other one's been blown off. Yeah? That's a serious global problem. That almost looks too big to tackle, yeah? But we in the West, we've got our problems too. Who here in this room can tell me they don't have a problem with odd socks? What I'm saying is you take those two problems, you put them together, what have you got? You've got a solution. Odd socks for Africa, who's with me? If there's one thing worse than having your leg blown off, it's the remaining foot being cold. Have a guess, ladies and gentlemen, how much I give every year to animal charities. Have a guess.
£5.
No?
£20,000.
Hundreds of thousands.
Do you even know who I am? That's fucking optimistic.
Fuck all!
Fuck all is exactly right. I realise some other people said nothing, but nothing is not the same as fuck all. Giving nothing to an animal charity would be, I'm sorry, I forgot. Fuck all is much more, No. And I'll tell you why I give fuck all to animal charities. It's because there are charities out there for sick and dying children. I don't give anything to them either. But it's the principle of the thing. Those are the charities I don't give to first.
It's weird. Domestic abuse is still a real sort of taboo subject, isn't it? People don't like talking about domestic abuse. And ironically, that makes the problem much worse because the charities that deal with domestic abuse, their problem is a problem of communication because the women that they're trying to reach out and communicate with, the battered wives, are the very women that won't shut up and listen. Tragically, this is the only language they understand. don't know what that is. That's like the lion from The Wizard of Oz.
I'll tell you what they need in sub-Saharan Africa. A little. It's fucking cheap, little. Who can't afford that? I got stopped earlier by one of those charity muggers. You know the ones in the high street with the clipboard and the optimism? He stopped me and said, if you give £5 a month, no children will get hurt. It's like a fucking protection racket, isn't it? Speaking of charity, though, the largest charitable contribution in human history was made last year. An American man gave away $32 billion. He was some kind of Wall Street financier. Gave away $32 billion to the Third World. What an incredible, selfless, wonderful thing to do. But spare a thought for his children. How annoyed would you be? You've done what, Dad? Oh, for fuck's sake. So you're telling me the only way I'm going to get my inheritance now is if I move to Africa and get AIDS? Livid. I was in Los Angeles last year. I did a gig for The Big Issue. They were relaunching The Big Issue out there, and they'd organised this big sort of gala gig. They asked me to do 5 minutes. I said, it'd be my pleasure. And what they'd done, which I thought was quite interesting, they'd invited a lot of the homeless people along to the gig. So a whole section of the audience were homeless people, vendors of The Big Issue in Los Angeles. I thought, what a brilliant thing, because you think hungry and homeless, but you don't think, you know, they could do with a night out. Night out's not the right phrase, but... you get my drift. I walked out, I said, it's lovely to see so many bums on seats. This didn't translate, really. I've done quite a few charity gigs over the past year. I did one in this very room. It's for a charity which I now know is called Laughter for Leukemia. Now, I'd had a long day and I turned up late and, you know, I made a mistake. I said, it's lovely to be here laughing at leukemia. Skinheads down the front didn't like it. See, the most callous thing I heard about famine in Africa was not from another comedian, you know, trying to make light of it, but it was from two ladies in their 50s in a doctor's surgery in North London. And one of them was looking at the headlines in the paper and it was all about the famine, and she just put down the paper and said rhetorically, this famine, it's terrible, isn't it? And her friend, without skipping a beat, went, yeah, but they don't get our winters. I thought, fucking hell, that is harsh. And then I'm ashamed to say a small part of me went, it doesn't always look nice. Domestic violence, there's a topic for you. It happens, people don't like talking about it, but it happens in all our communities, yeah? Something needs to be done. There's a lot of charities dealing with the aftermath. Very few doing anything preventative. I'd like to start a Jimmy Carr halfway house, a place where women can go and be safe and secure and be re-educated about cooking and cleaning and putting out money. Doesn't need to happen. There's nothing sadder than seeing a woman with two black eyes. She's been told twice, she just doesn't understand. Right, final thought. If only Africa had more mosquito nets, then every year we could save millions of mosquitoes from dying needlessly of AIDS. I'd be Jimmy Carr. Thank you very much indeed. Cheers, good night. Thank you. I attempted suicide once, came pretty close, killed the guy standing next to me. It's all right, it was a goth, it's what he would have wanted.